if you just joined us, that was Peter Frampton clearing his throat. Good morning, Peter.
Hi.
Peter and I were standing with each other at a rehearsal for the Mark and Brian Christmas show. And they were in between. They were taking a break, and Peter had his guitar around his neck, and we were talking. I said, so how's it going? And he was in the middle of a breakup. And we were talking about that because he had, at that point, lived in, I think, Nashville. No, this was before Nashville. And I said, so, I mean, what happened? And he held up his guitar, and he said, I have a mistress. Mm. This guy plays the guitar, has reinvented the way that it's played. And I say this because this, do you feel like we do? This is 40 years old. He's better today than he's ever been in his life. And I'm going to prove that to you at some point. Peter has a brand new album coming up. This is an acoustic album on February the 26th. Now, you basically reimagined your tunes acoustically. Is that right, Peter?
Yes. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm good. I just thought it might be a good idea. I'm always looking for something to do differently. And I had never done and had been asked many times to do, you know, acoustic versions of the songs people already know and throughout my career. And I'd always said, well, I don't know about that. And then finally, the other thing came into view was, well, if you don't want to do that, I bet you don't want to do an acoustic tour then. Absolutely not. So what ended up happening was that I tried a little bit of both, and guess what? The first one's free. Now I'm hooked. So it's like, I love it. I can't believe how great it was to go out and play it just acoustically. It's a completely different vibe.
That was what I wanted to ask you. As the person who crafted these songs and has been singing them plugged in for so many years, when you decided to sit down with an acoustic guitar and do you feel like we do, did you, as the artist, again, who created these, did you find something new about this song or any song?
Oh, yeah. I think it was, well, first of all, I had to sort of reverse engineer the songs because they've changed playing them with the band since I wrote them, you know, 30 years ago. Mm. You know, they morph, obviously. And what I wanted for this this project was for the listener to hear them as if I was saying to you, Mark, hey, when you come around for coffee tomorrow, I've written this new song. I want you to hear it. You'll be the first person to hear it. Well, that performance of that song in the kitchen would be totally different to what it would be in front of a live audience. And that's what I was going for, was the more personal, intimate, draw you in acoustic thing. And when I first went in the studio, I didn't like what I was hearing, because I was missing the band, because it was still like me playing with the band, but no band. So I literally had to, I thought it was going to be a piece of cake, but in the end, you know, I would come in every day and do another version of the same song, and then another version of the next song. And then I would just choose which one had the best, also the emotion, you know, that captures the emotion of the song.
Well, I have watched Peter. You know, the first time that I saw him live and realized that he was better than he was back in the day was we were introducing Peter at the San Luis Obispo Fair. And we introduced him. And then I thought, well, I'll stay and see a couple of tunes.
Yeah, support.
I shut the thing down. I watched the whole thing. Peter is bringing this acoustic tour to many places here in Southern California. Now, listen to me, people. I want you to sell these venues out. I want that not only for Peter, but I want you to witness what it is that I'm sitting here talking about. Peter is going to be in Thousand Oaks on March the 12th. That's at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. March the 13th, Riverside, California, at the Fox Performing Arts Center. March 22nd, Redding, California, at the Cascade Theater. And for my friends in Portland, he'll be at Revolution Hall on March 25th. So, I've lost track. You're in Nashville now, right?
I have moved back to Nashville, where I lived in the 90s, and I've been back here about 4 years now.
There is some great cities in this country, and the ones that I have experienced, the great cities that I believe in, are cities that have a personality. New York, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Nashville, Tennessee. Mikey just got back. It is one of the great cities in this country.
Yep.
That's why he went back to it. So
that's exactly why, yeah.
So, Peter, other than the acoustic tour and the acoustic record, what's on the horizon? What's got you excited? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm always writing new stuff, and it's always trying to reinvent myself and find something that I haven't done before. You know, I went from the instrumental record and then back to a sort of more band record, which I also wrote with my son on for Churchill. And now the acoustic thing. And I think there's probably another instrumental record, a blues album. And the only guy that ever gets nominated for a polka record for a Grammy every year always wins. So I thought, after I've done my blues album and my second instrumental album, I'll do a polka album.
Hell yes.
And then I'll definitely get a Grammy.
Now, I was working with Peter for the anniversary show, which is the 26th, and we worked on it and worked on it, and we knew that his new record was going to come out on that day. Mm-hmm. And we felt like that was pretty good timing. But as it turns out, Peter is going to be on the East Coast doing promotion on television for the album, so we lost him. Peter, by the way, we put that show on sale on a Friday morning at 8. It sold out in an hour.
Fantastic.
Well, the time is going to come, Peter, when I'm going to get you on a stage somewhere so that we can have fun again.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely. I'm sorry I can't be there this time.
Well, we're going to get your... I want to work out a thing where we bring your band and just we'll do a big chunk of Peter with your people because I know you're comfortable there. So check it out. The Acoustic Classics. It is released February 26th. And all these dates that we talked about where there's live performance, we'll get that up on Mark in the Morning, Facebook and .com. Peter, I love you and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
See you.